Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACRRRM, MDRA, HAPA, MOUSE. Shelly's.
Or any of the announcements.
Shelly's motioning to me that I have crap on my face.
Yeah, but.
From my croissant.
From your croissant.
But,
sorry, I need to talk in the mic.
We're on radio.
Yeah, like no one's going to see that, Shelly.
I know, but it will distract me.
Oh.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
How was your day, Shelly?
I have the Toot Sweet song stuck in my head. My day was good. I mean, mostly. Had church. We sang the worst we have ever sung in probably the last 20 years, even though I've only been there on the choir for three.
And it sounded fine to everyone that was listening.
We were hard-pressed when we were standing up there not to just go, wait, okay, this sucks, hold on. Because we were all sitting there trying not to cringe.
And what else happened today in church?
Our organist, our lovely organist, we had our retirement party, and she played. She came back and played
Marilyn.
A couple of songs. Marilyn, awesome. Awesome. Half the choir.
Made me tear up when she did Toccata.
I know. Half the choir were all sniffling, and I wasn't sure we would be able to sing after that.
And then she's been having some health issues, and she's been having a problem with appetite. She sits down. I'm watching her. She's eating 7,000 things. I mean, she was eating. I told her, I said, what happened? And she got a whole plate full of food. She goes, I don't know. My appetite came back.
It's the lure of the Methodist potluck. You can't help it. You've been confronted with four yards of food.
You can't eating. You can help it.
No, not really.
Oh, no. There was food. There was food. Like, I had Nigerian pancakes. They look like biscuits. But they were good.
Not biscuits. Well, flat biscuits.
Yeah. They were strange looking, but they tasted good.
Rubber biscuit?
They were good.
A rubber biscuit. See, you'd have to know Dr. Demento from Los Angeles, or you probably would have never heard that.
Right.
How was your day, Mark?
It's a Sunday. It's
football season. By the way.
Yes.
I have to bring this up because few shows ago, you were pretty sure that the Dodgers were going to make a big comeback.
And what did I say?
And Shelly said, it'll never happen.
They're going to choke. They always choke.
Final game, 9-0 Cardinals. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nobody ever listens to me.
What?
Nobody. Shut up.
did you say something?
Apparently not. I never say anything.
How was your day, Mark?
Good.
What'd
Football?
You do? Football.
Dinner
Football.
Bombs.
Did Bears play today?
Bears played today.
Did they win?
They finished second.
They what?
They finished second.
Oh, that's not good. There's only two competitors to finish second. It's not good.
Yeah,
that's my Bears for you. Well, you know what that means.
Wait, no, that doesn't mean
you
that.
Can't mean that yet. Banter, Shelly's
banter.
Not ready.
Banter. Shelly needs chaps. She's going to go to CS.
No.
A.
LBA, you mean.
Oh, Lip Balm Anonymous?
Which there actually is. You can look it up online. Oh, my
God. Why would you need Lip Balm Anonymous?
Okay.
Well,
I'm ready.
It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Now, part of the Peanut Gallery has never heard that before. That is our awesome Foley skills showing that we're a news
update's coming.
Yes,
yeah.
A news update is on the way here. We have shout-outs to Bill, Donald, Brian, Phil, and Bruce, I suppose.
Mark,
that's true. Mark sent something in. Is that it? I think that was it.
That's enough.
So, where are we?
I found a couple good ones.
No Katie sightings still?
No Katie sightings still. I'm going to have to start emailing her or
something. She's out, I'm telling you.
She's not out.
She's stripping.
She's smoking crack behind a dumpster.
Unfortunately, Bruce has brought up the wrong boozy news.
Oh.
This one was from last week.
Oh.
Remember the guy that got smashed by 2 tons of weed? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was last week, honey.
Let's do it again. People haven't heard it yet.
Well,
the guy from Brazil that had the unsecured weed in his car and got on the high speed chase.
Got a picnic table enema.
That's true. Peanut Gallery said it was the last dance with Mary Jane.
One more time to kill the pain.
I think it's the right boozy news. I just don't think Shelley's looking closely enough at it.
Oh.
Yes, he says after he finally brings up the right boozy news.
Then how do you know you have the right shout-outs?
Because I read the shout-outs before I even looked at the boozy news.
Oh.
I mean, I did read them. I mean, I said them.
Oh, she remembered.
You mesmerized them?
I mesmerized them.
Perfect.
It's not really that difficult because if there's anyone different in the lineup of our usual suspects, it kind of sticks in my mind. We are in La Paz, Mexico.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
¿Dónde
está la mota?
Dos cervezas, por favor.
Yeah.
This is, as Bill pointed out, this is yet another reason to dislike clowns.
Yeah, I don't really like
Francisco
clowns anymore.
Francisco Rafael Arellano Felix.
Four names,
so you know he's
He's a drug kingpin.
Yes, he is. He's a contender. He was assassinated by clowns at a family party.
Did they all come out of a little car?
Wow.
Did they all come out of a little car? Like 12
no,
of them?
No, they had clowns, you know, to entertain the kids at this family party or whatever, and the clowns were wandering around, you know, balloon animals, little jugs, pull a quarter out of your ear, whatever. Mm-hmm. And rather orchestrated hit, they all of a sudden pulled guns out of their little clown suits and just shot.
Wow. How would you like to be a kid at that party and watch someone get blown away right in front of you?
I watched this really happy guy blow daddy away.
No, it was Papa Francisco. Papa Francisco!
Yeah. Wow, it's crazy.
That is.
Peanut Gallery said it was more interesting than a pinata.
It was a pinata.
He was the pinata. Did candy come out of him?
Cocaine. Cocaine. Candy
cocaine
came out of him.
So at any rate, he was murdered. And there was another part of the story, but now I've lost it. But that's okay. He's still dead.
He's still dead?
He's still dead. And I suppose that, you know, the hierarchy of the cartel will go chick up the line.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just got a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the guy that hit him.
This one, I think I found this one. I can't remember. Yeah,
shout out to Shelley.
Malibu, California. 21 teachers at Malibu High School are asking for an investigation into the conditions at the school. They claim that their health has been adversely affected. And of the 21 teachers that are asking for this investigation, 12 of them have recently been diagnosed with fairly similar types of cancer.
Ooh.
That's a huge cluster at one little school. Plus, the rest of the ones that are asking for the investigation are having symptoms such as constant migraines, skin rashes, unexplained hair loss, respiratory problems. And this has been going on for a couple of years.
Well, my kids would be out of that school tomorrow.
Real fast. Oh, yeah. They hired a contractor a couple of years ago. They removed some soil and put in a new wing of like classrooms. And the teachers believe that they
dug something up
or broke some kind of a barrel of something open, and it's unleashed chemicals.
Yeah,
something.
Usually it's like asbestos or something.
Asbestos.
I don't know how to say it. Asbestos.
Radiation.
All the teachers that have gotten sick all work in the new music and drama building. It's a visual arts and the theater area.
I would check out the building.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Good news is, though, they don't need to turn the lights on for the kids to read.
Right.
Because they all glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay, we are now going to Keensburg, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Boy.
Yes. New Jersey, man. Now, this is a guy who's an alcoholic. He's got his priorities straight. He was in a car. He's 27 years old. Joseph, I will never pronounce this correctly, Alienalo, whatever.
Got it.
He's an Italian guy, 27 Joey. Years old. He was charged with leaving the scene of an accident. He hit an obstruction. It doesn't say what. The car flips over. He leaves his girlfriend still strapped in, upside down in the car, crawls out, and makes it to the bar.
Wow. Wow.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's what I call
that's awesome.
That is a real alcoholic. Then he didn't even bother to go back to the car afterwards. Apparently they didn't drive that far when this happened because he managed to have a few drinks while witnesses were trying to get her out of the car. And then had his few drinks and was arrested at his home. That was how long it took the cops to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, that's true.
It is New Jersey.
And it's they should be on it. Isn't that like really close to the nanny state?
What happened to his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I was going to say his girlfriend, or should we say ex-girlfriend? Yeah. She was treated and released from the hospital. Family members picked her up, took her home.
Yeah. Never to see that guy again.
Yeah, probably not. In Beverly, Massachusetts, about 6 students were suspended and 11 middle school students are facing suspension for they've all been watching a, and I'm quoting, there's little quotes around the word, suggestive video that was made by one of the female students.
One girl, one cup?
No. Oh, Bruce. Jeez, you had to go there. Oh, my gosh. Every time you do that, I'm scarred for life. The scar tissue is getting thick. You know, she made this. She sexted this, you know, little video of her, dancy wiggly video of herself to her boyfriend when they were in the 8th grade. They broke up, became freshmen in high school.
Oops.
He sent the video to
all
and sundry.
Ah.
And, of course, at some point a teacher got wind of it. She started getting bullied and harassed. She was upset. She didn't want to go to school. A teacher got wind of it, and now everybody's getting suspended.
Even the principal's watched it 6 times.
Yeah.
Even people that were sent this
now
thing.
How old is this girl?
She's 14 now.
Ooh, yeah, now.
Now. She was 13 when it was done.
Oh, my God.
So she's undergoing counseling, obviously. But here's
for
the
more
part,
than one thing, by the way.
Yeah. Here's the part that I find interesting. At the end of the article, it quotes FBI statistics that, according to their studies, and they're on the internet quite a bit, they found that 20% of teenagers, their estimates, send naked or semi-nude images of themselves or post them online.
I'll bet it's higher. Yeah. I'll bet it's higher.
That's like, I know, but even if it's only 20%, that's a staggering amount of kids that are all posting or sending naked pictures of themselves.
I think it's higher.
Why? Yikes.
Because they're like trying to attract their boyfriends or whatever. They're sending pictures or, you know. Oh, yeah, I did my own personal survey.
Of course, no one on listening to the show will have heard what the peanut gallery said that you just responded to.
That's why I said I've done my own personal survey. I hold my mic with I have to hold my mic with my left hand to leave my right hand free. I can type very well left-handed, actually.
Okay.
So his name is Mark now? Yes, his name
is Mike now. Now, this next story... You guys know, like, bodybuilders and muscle people or whatever, they take all those supplements?
Not personally. Supplements? Yeah. Steroids?
No.
Juice?
No.
Supplements.
No, supplements. Like those powdered things that come in the big tubs. You get them at Trader Joe's or whatever.
Like protein shakes.
The bulk things, yes.
Creatine, yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, a very popular one called Craze that is marketed in the U.S. There's another one called Detonate. They're both, they bulk you up and help you keep going. They're like Red Bull for weightlifters.
Going to pump you up.
These things are manufactured in South Korea.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And they have been found to contain methamphetamine-like chemicals.
Yeah.
Which explains why they can work out longer.
Also explains why they keep wanting to go back and buy more.
Yes, and they keep... it's,
they're like, can you smoke it? So can you smoke it? Yeah, the peanut gallery, that was a good point. The peanut gallery said, if this is coming from South Korea and this is this bulk up thing, why are all the Koreans so small?
Because they don't
take it. They make it.
Stupid enough.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're trying to determine. It hasn't been, what do you want to call it, studied by the FDA? So they're trying to determine whether or not they need to study it and or take it off the market. So.
You know how many people that are listening to this show right now are going out to buy Craze and Detonate?
Oh, please don't do that. Can I give them my
address? Shelly once again has told the product name so that people that are on the verge can go and get
it. It was a news story.
Reminds me of the one time. Oh, you're going to get drugs sent to you. If you go to this web address, Shelly gives the web address. I'm like, really? These people are going to be ordering like crazy now. Anybody that's on the edge has gone over.
You know what, Shelly? It's okay if they go. They were going anyway. I like you,
Shelly. True.
Okay, so we're moving on to we're moving on to Massachusetts again. North Andover High School. And this school is getting the Giant Raspberry of the Week award. Thank you. They have demoted Erin Cox. She's a senior. She was the captain of the volleyball team. Excellent volleyball player. Good scholarship prospects. Nearly straight-A student. They demoted her because a couple of weekends ago, she got a phone call from a friend who was at a party. She's not a big party person. Said, I don't think I can drive. I think I've had too much to drink, which is very responsible of her friend to call for help. Erin, having a driver's license, her parents said, okay, go pick up your friend. She went to pick her up. By the time she got there, the cops had been called. Erin was given a pass to go home because she didn't have anything in her system. She tested negative, and she had just arrived. However, when the school found out that she had been at this party to pick up her drunk friend, they said that was against the team policy and demoted her.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So what this is doing is setting a bad example for other students who in the future are going, well, we can't call for help to get rides because somebody might get in trouble.
Right. I'll just drive. F it. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I'll just drive. I'll drive by Braille.
Play a little alcoholic pinball on the way home?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Frankly, I think Erin is a hero. I think she did the right thing, but now she's in trouble for doing the right thing. That's not right.
You think Erin's a what?
A hero. Yay! Hero of the week. Okie dokie, Maniscokie, and we are out of time for Boozy News. That is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. .com.
We have a topic, Bruce?
We have a topic, Shelley.
We do.
Yeah, your guy is someone that you know.
My guy?
In.
Greg, apparently you're my guy. Bruce is abdicating.
Yes.
yes, our friend Greg, he's one of our internet friends. He sent in a topic called PMS, which is pre-medallion syndrome. You know, how you feel in the run-up to your sobriety birthday. You know, some people make it, some people don't. Some people go out and celebrate on their birthdays, which is not conducive to further sobriety. How are you dealing with that, Bruce? Because I just had it, but you're coming up on it.
Well, how did you experience it?
Not this year. My first 2 years in recovery, I ended up in lockdown at the loony bin. So it was really not good. But this year, I just didn't really care. I was like, whatevs. I took a cake. I'm all done now.
Well, let me ask this, because Mark of the group here has gone through more medallions than anybody else. Have you ever had, and certainly it could be different at different years. Like, did you have any years that, like, were especially tough, or that you had weird things happen, or?
No, but I had, the only thing I noticed was that coming up to 25 years, it was the only time where I counted backwards, where it's like, I'm 2 weeks away from 25 years. And I had never done that before.
You're on a countdown.
I was on a countdown rather than just, I got 24 years until I have 25 years, you know.
Right.
And all the other years, it was just like, you know, I was leading up to, like, you know, last year, I was leading up to 28 years. I never was like, oh, I'm just a few weeks away. I'm just a few, you know. But at right. 25 years, I had that backwards.
You're counting down. Now, did you have anything like, for instance, coming up on year one or year five, or some people say year seven or 10 or 15, anything like that? Do you have any
stuff? Not really. I just, you know.
You counted down on the one, didn't you?
On one?
Yeah.
No, I counted up. 361, 362.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I counted up on that one. It was just at 25 was the only one where I noticed I was counting backwards.
Backwards. Now, see, like for me today, I'm having a birthday. Probably by the time this show goes up, it'll be within a week of my birthday. And like Shelly asked me today, she goes, well, you want to do anything for your birthday? And I'm like, it's 24. If it was 25, yes. But if it was like 25, and it's not that 24 is not important. Don't get me wrong.
Because
I'm all happy about that.
We're doing the roast for 25, right?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's going to do parts of my story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't be speaking. Everyone else will be on my behalf. I think that's actually an awesome idea.
Yeah.
There's people that are already like making dibs.
Yes, I dibbed the sleeping bag story.
I got the hospital IV story.
Awesome. Greg dibbed something too, and I can't remember what it was. On the roof or something. I don't know.
I think he dibs the roof one.
Yeah.
Year one, I also counted up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. And then after that, I didn't, like a lot of people go, oh, seven. Ooh, seven. Ooh, the seven-year itch or whatever. And Shelly, now you just had seven.
Right.
Did you notice anything?
It was a whole lot like six, wasn't
strange
it?
Strange feeling around then?
Yeah, it was a whole lot like six. Seven, okay, whatever. I don't feel particularly itchy. It's just another day.
Now, and I found now that, like, I get more excited about the increments of five. You know,
yeah.
Five was big, 10 was big, 15 was big, 20 was big, 24 is like, it's another year. Yeah. Now, have you ever had sponsees that were freaking out? Shelly? Have you ever had any sponsees that got any medallions?
Yes.
I'm just asking the question.
Yes, you know them, all two of them. No, well, I try not to say people. Oh,
you could
Peanut
give
Gallery is
first
telling
names.
Me what are their names.
You gave a first name.
Well, no, one of them is rather distinctive.
Oh, Warrior Princess.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Her name's not Xena, but you know.
Close, but no cigar.
Close, but no cigar.
So, no, I've never experienced that with a sponsee. Usually they're calling me because they're freaking out because it's day four and they're about to go get loaded.
Day four.
They're like, I'm stressing out. I'm about to get a 30-day chip. I don't know what I'm going to do. How about you, Mark? You've had a number of guys going a number of years.
Yeah, I try not to make it a big deal for me, other than, you know, you recognize it's, and that's what, you know, that's what the time marks is just, it's, yeah, I made another year. So you know what? I'm going to take a cake for me, and then I'm going to take a cake so that people in a meeting see that you can do it.
Right.
And then after that, it's like, I'm going to take a cake when people call me and say, hey, will you come to the meeting and take a cake? But, you know, no, I mean, I think I took three this year.
What would you do if you had someone that was, like, stressing on an issue?
I'd buy him a beer.
You'd buy him a beer?
What? What?
Sounds like a host we used to have.
Calm him down.
No beer.
I'd ask him, what is it that you're stressing out about? We work this program one day at a time. It doesn't make any one day any different than any other day. This program's Groundhog Day.
That's a good analogy.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
That is an awesome analogy.
Groundhog Day. Bill Murray.
That's good.
Don't drive mad.
Peanut Gallery just has a better analogy than it was a movie.
I liked it. I thought it was a great movie. Don't drive angry.
I could have done without it.
You could have done without it like 500 times in the movie. How about you, Shelley? Have you ever had anyone stress, even on chips? Have you had people stress on getting a chip? Like freak out?
I've had them stress because they failed to do the things that they were instructed to do or suggested that they do. And then they couldn't take a chip.
Well, yeah, that's always a problem.
No, usually they're pretty darn excited about getting those chips. Because the chips, the thing is, when you're new, the first year is all this wondrous, you know, this blur of you get these different colored chips. And, like, I see people, you know, the kids wear them on their belt loops, like their little rainbow chips. And they rattle when they walk. It's like their little status symbol. And yeah.
But why is it those chips that are like white, blue, or white, blue, red, white,
green,
blue, red? No, they never get to green. They
yes,
get
they
to,
do in Seattle.
No.
No, they get newcomer, 30 days, 60 days, newcomer. 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, newcomer.
They get an awful lot of those. But that's in CA, but in AA, they're orange and then green.
Well, one thing I like about CA, CA's got
red and then green.
The extra chip.
Yes.
The Weiner chip.
Weiner.
Those are for the people that get a year, and they haven't gotten 2 years yet, but they can't quite make it another year without getting a chip, so they give them an 18-month chip, you know.
Yeah. A Weiner chip, like, that means you didn't take it.
No, I took it.
Yeah. I took a Weiner
chip. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Of course I did.
That was after my time.
Now, did you ever find this, and Shelley, you can chime in on this one as well, like, you get 5 years. 5 years is kind of like, you know, it's
you've arrived.
It's 5 years.
You can
well,
share.
Well, then it's your
yeah,
then
thanks
it's,
a lot.
Then it's your six.
Yeah.
And you're like,
And then there's a long haul to 10. Because it's like
you're in the middle of that long haul.
It's like the difference between when you turn 18 and you turn 21. 18, woohoo, I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. I can write my own notes at school.
Yeah, but you can't
blah,
drink.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but it's a milestone. It's a big milestone. You're emancipated. Then you got to wait 3 freaking years before anything else exciting happens.
Really?
Yeah. Well, most normal kids. Normal kids.
I had a lot of exciting things happen between 18 and 21.
18 to 21 is kind of a blur, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I had so many exciting things, I don't really remember them.
Okay, legally.
Oh.
No, yeah, well, you know, you had to throw that in there.
I walked in a bar on my 21st birthday. The bartender was sitting on a couch, and he looked over at me and he goes, "Hey, happy birthday!" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, go pour your own drink."
Yeah, yeah. You've already been in here for a while.
Yeah, I ain't getting up. You've been coming here for 2 years.
Yeah, we used to have a friend when I was in high school, and his name was Robert. And Robert, at about 15, had a full beard.
Isn't that great?
So yeah, he'd go to the drive-through dairy right up here. Of San Bernardino Road. He'd go in there and he'd pick up cases of beer.
Phone's leaving.
And they would check it, you know, they wouldn't even check his ID.
Yeah.
Here you go. Have at it. I remember we had kegs at my 18th birthday. Yeah, it wasn't my mom. Peanut Gallery's like, thanks, Mom. No, I had a party. Well, I had a party at my house, too. But there was no kegs. Although my mom, you know, you got to give it to Mom. Mom had me an 18th birthday cake that had a little figurine on the cake that looked like something out of I Dream of Jeannie kind of thing. Like sexy girl looking thing, belly exposed. I'm like, wow, Mom, thanks for the cake.
Is that vaguely disturbing?
Well, you know, my mom, even to this day, My mom will send me jokes in email where I'm like, you're my mother. What are you doing? Why are you sending me that?
Did that scar you?
Yeah, you know what? No, my mom's real easy going that way. But, I mean, it's like, really? But she'll be like, oh, I don't know if I should send this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm like, this is not as bad as other ones you've sent. Now, Mark, your next big one. What?
It's tomorrow. What?
They're all big ones, aren't they?
What do you mean it's tomorrow?
Wow. I don't know. It's just another day.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day, too, because it's one day
tomorrow,
at a time.
I'm thrilled.
Oh, okay. You're speaking figuratively.
Yeah.
I was speaking actually.
Well, you know, it's
wait,
like...
is it his birthday tomorrow?
No.
It's like we say when April. Someone says, how's your day? And I say, outstanding.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, I never hear that. And I go, I woke up this morning. That's
a good
day.
That's a good start.
Because if I didn't wake up, something really bad happened during the night. And so, you know,
Shelly Saber came through.
Shelly's like, God, if you didn't wake up tomorrow, geez, my life would get so much better.
I sleep on so many pillows that in my sleep, I'm a biological weapon. Doesn't really matter. The swords can stay on the wall. I got so many pillows. If he rolls over the wrong way, it's all over.
You got him, huh?
Yeah, it's something else. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words be on PMS? We'll go to the woman first for PMS.
I no longer suffer from PMS. I'm just cranky all the damn time.
Yeah. Yeah, I suffer from PMS, Peanut Gallery says.
No, you know, it is. Like I said, it's just another day. If you're having a hard time with it, call your sponsor, go to a movie. It's just another day.
Mark.
Yes.
Pre-medallion syndrome, PMS.
It's a one day at a time program. Just work it for today. Don't worry about, leave the results up to God.
I agree. My final words on it, you know, if you feel stressed about getting a medallion, dude, you're getting a medallion. You should be happy.
You know, if you're really stressed about getting a medallion, just go tell some meeting you've ever been to before that you have a year. And just, they'll give you one.
Just,
Bruce,
just
you had to take a cake at 6 months.
I did. You know what I did? I told a guy when I was very new in the program, I didn't want him to think the program didn't work, and he was saying, I don't think it'll work, and I said, well, look at me. We had similar stories. I said, I got 6 months. And, you know, I kind of escaped taking the nine-month chip, but it came around to my birthday, and I went to a meeting. They had a rather large cake for me. And I took the cake, and I shared good shit from the podium, and next day I was feeling not quite right. And I went up to this guy at a meeting, and I told him, somebody else's sponsor, I told him, I said, I can't take a cake tonight. He goes, I just saw you take a cake last night. What did you go out and party? Did you go out and celebrate? And I said, well, no, but I don't actually have a year. And he goes, well, how much time do you have? And I said, I have 6 months. He goes, well, take a six-month chip. I'm like, you don't understand. I'm supposed to take a cake. And he goes, you can't take a cake. You've only got 6 months. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
I should have took half the cake. Anyway. Shelly?
Yes?
Who's our friend back east? Oh, epic. Wow. Epic
oh,
pause.
Let that one out.
Sorry.
That was a
the
yawn.
The entire
and
East
a half
Coast
right
just
there.
Yawned.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Bruce, we're sorry to tell you this, man, but she's so bored with you.
It's not Bruce. He's lovely. And it is Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12 Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12 Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark, people are listening to the show.
They are listening to the show. You know how we know?
Because we're number one.
Because we're number one
right
today.
Now.
Yes, we
today.
Are.
Better than being number two.
That's right.
Nobody that's likes right. to be a
doesn't
number
smell
two.
Smell as bad. So.
But if we were number two, we could be the shit.
That's right. So anyway, you listen to the show, we appreciate it. We ask if you have not visited our site that you go to recovery101.net, where you can click on a show. And if you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted into our numbers. If you're not yet a member, you click that like button and a little box will come up asking if you'd like to become a member. Please join Podomatic. You will get updates of new shows being put up. You can go up on Permalink and you can follow, you can like, you can comment on shows, you can leave show topics, such as the one we just did, and you can add us to your playlist for that big Saturday night party.
Oh, yeah.
It's the doo-doo dance.
The doo-doo dance. We also have, if you are Facebook friendly, we have a Recovery 101 radio show fan page. We crested 4,000 members just the other day.
Not bad for 12 years.
And we haven't even been doing it that long, so they've been piling right up. If you want to remain anonymous on Facebook, we have a closed group called Recovery 101 Radio, and that is a closed group. You got to ask to join, but if you post stuff on there, it will not be posted to your news feed or anybody else's news feed.
No. It goes on your news feed because you're in the group.
Right.
But it doesn't go on anyone else's.
You're the only one that'll see it.
Right.
Yeah, so that you don't blow your anonymity. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that is recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't. Shelly, who is the lead out music by?
Woo!
Dear in the headlights.
Wow.
We do this the same time every show.
I know, and I always forget that.
When
it's
we start going
up
into, like, we have videos at, you should probably get into your
start
head.
Thinking
yeah, start
about
thinking.
That's going to be the next question.
Wow. Pick one. Somebody.
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Okay.
Kill Devil Rum Club. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.